This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. A central Iowa farmer is experimenting with the way that he uses cover crops on his farm. We'll have more right after this.
Hank Williams Jr.
Are you ready for the contract?
Live in concert.
It's a family tradition.
Bocephus Live with special guest Old Crow Medicine Show.
Got a thing for the finer thing.
Friday, August 15th, 8 p.m., Iowa State Fair Grandstand.
Born to boogie.
Reserve tickets on sale now through iowastatefair.org and the Iowa State Fair Ticket Office. Hank Williams Jr.
As we learn more about the benefits of cover crops, we've seen increased adoption of them across the state. One farm in Boone is even applying those cover crops to a different product, pumpkins. Jeremy Gustafson, a member of Practical Farmers of Iowa, gave a tour of his farm and how he uses cover crops at a recent PFI field day.
We do a lot of cover crops on our acres. Probably about 3/4 of our acres get cover crops. We also do a lot of no-till and strip-till. So we're always trying to conserve the soil as much as we can. And we also, just a little sideline thing we do is we do some pumpkins. So we got 3 acres of pumpkins every year. And with those pumpkins, we treat them like our soybeans. So we do a cover crop with them. So we had a lot of people out today to see everything, but they're really interested in the cover crops and what we're doing with the pumpkins and how we're keeping them clean and keeping weeds down and doing it a little differently than probably most people do. And on our farm, we do usually do things a little differently than most people.
Gustafson said PFI has been very helpful with information about adopting cover crops, and they even helped him get a start on his cover crop seed business with the Cover Crop Business Accelerator Program.
We don't do 100% of our acres just for a management standpoint, but we do as much as we can. And we've been able to utilize Practical Farmers of Iowa and help them learn how to do things and start our cover crop seed business that we have. And they're a great knowledge base, and we've also used a lot of NRCS programs with it just to help supplement what we're doing and make things work better.
For more information, visit practicalfarmers.org. You can find the rest of this story and much more on our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, sign up for our free daily e-newsletter. That way you can get our 5 ag news stories conveniently delivered to your inbox every evening. For Money Matters, right here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith reporting.